Furthermore, I mentioned this earlier as well that cutaneous sarcoidosis is one of the great mimic imitators of the other diseases, and that's why the cutaneous lesions of sarcoidosis can be further divided into specific and non-specific cutaneous lesions. The specific lesions are those which are used for the diagnosis. It includes maculopapules, plaques, lupus perneo, scar sarcoidosis, and subcutaneous sarcoidosis. And the most important non-specific lesions is erythema nodosum. Besides the erythema nodosum, all other non-specific lesions are not very much helpful making the diagnosis until and unless biopsy has been performed.